You Bet Your Life, starring radio's funniest quizmaster. And here he is, the one and only, there used to be four, Groucho Marx.
Well, here we are, ready to play You Bet Your Life, and here's your announcer to explain the rules of the game.
Well, folks, it's very simple.
Simple. I've been doing it for 4 years. I still don't understand it.
Each couple in our contest gets $20.
Some deal. Unemployment insurance gives you $26.
Each couple can bet as much of the $20 as they like. And the amount bet is added on to the original $20, and they can bet as much of that as they like, which is again added consecutively to the original amounts, which have been varied each time, depending on the amount you have bet or have not bet before.
The Einstein theory is relatively easy.
And here's our first couple, Groucho. A father and daughter. Mr. Higgins and baby Snooks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, hello, little girl. Your name is baby Snooks?
Yes, sir.
Are you a good little girl?
Yes, sir.
And this is your father?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Higgins. I want to welcome you to You Bet Your Life.
Wait a minute, mister. Where's my money?
Money? What money?
I answered 3 questions, and you didn't pay me any money yet.
Isn't she cute? Why don't you shut up?
Hit him, Daddy.
Snooks, stop that. I'm sorry, Mr. Marks. She doesn't understand the rules of the game.
Then she's smarter than I thought she was. Now tell me, how long have you two been married?
We ain't married.
You ain't?
No. He's my daddy. We ain't even engaged.
Mr. Higgins, you mean this is your daughter?
Yes.
And you're still speaking to your wife?
What? Now, just a darn minute. You can't talk that way about my daughter.
Why not? I've got a daughter myself. Well, I really shouldn't say I got her myself. I had a little help.
Yes, we can't ignore our wives, can we?
No, but I have no respect for a man who doesn't try.
Well, Daddy.
What?
Bend down. I gotta whisper something.
All right, what? Now, why couldn't you think of that when we were still in the hall?
I wasn't thirsty.
This child will obviously grow up to be another Tallulah Bankhead. In fact, it's children like this that's giving marriage a bad name.
Oh, go on, hit him, Daddy.
Please, Higgins, I wish you'd curb your child.
But how?
Well, the best place would be out in the street. Well, let's dash ahead. And I'd like to dash hers. I thought I could get away with him. Anyway, we're ready to play You Bet Your Life. Mr. Einstein has explained the rules to you, and I see you have chosen Presidents of the United States as your category. Now, how much of the $20 will you bet on your first question?
A penny.
A penny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Snooks, no. We have $20 to bet. We're not going to bet a penny. Let's bet the whole 20.
20? Are you talking about dollars?
I'm not talking cents.
You sure ain't. All right, then let's really bet big. Let's bet $30.
Look, little girl, and I use the word loosely. You only have $20, so how can you bet 30? Unless, of course, you expect to do it on credit, and frankly, you don't look too honest. You've got a fairly ugly little kisser.
Now, just a minute. I resent that.
Do you deny it?
No, I just resent it.
Then let's get back to where we were, which is about as boring a place as I can think of. Now, how can you bet 30 when you've only got 20?
Well, my daddy's got some money, haven't you, Daddy?
No, I haven't.
Daddy, I saw you take $50 out of Mama's slacks this morning.
Snooks,
when she was
quiet.
And I'm going to tell Mommy that...
All right.
Yes, I will.
If she wants to bet 30, I'll put up the other 10.
You mean you'll pay me $10 of your own if she doesn't know the answer to the question?
Yes.
That's a pretty unbelievable thing to have happened. Then, so is your daughter. Well, anyway, here's the question for $30. What is the name of the second president of the United States?
The second president?
Yes, and I'll give you a hint. His first name was George.
I know. George Washington.
I'm sorry, it's John Adams.
But you told her the first name was George.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. Now you owe me $10.
I won't pay it.
All right, then. I'm going to tell Mommy that you took all that money.
All right. Here's the $10.
You know, this is the first time I've understood this program.
Come on, Snooks. Let's get out of here.
No, we won't, Daddy. I'm mad at him, and I want to win his money. Of course, I hate him.
You hate me? Please don't say that. It's a set rule on radio that all quizmasters must be known as lovable. I'll tell you what, if I like you, would you like me?
Well, all right.
Fine. Now we like each other, right?
Right. But you know something?
What?
I liked you better when I hated you.
Well, I don't really care if people hate me as long as they think I'm lovable. Now, where were we?
Well, we want to bet you some more money. My daddy still got $40 left.
Snooks, no.
But I saw you take it out of Mommy's pocket.
Your mummy sounds like she's got a great pocket. Wouldn't mind reaching in there myself sometime.
Please, Mr. Marks, you should have a little respect for my wife.
I do. I have very little respect for her. Particularly since I've gotten a load of you two. Now, let's proceed.
All right. I want to ask you a question, and we'll bet $40.
Snooks!
Oh, you're going to ask me a question?
Yes, I am. And I'll bet you $40.
Little does she know that I have her in my power. For I am the master of the quiz, and soon I shall have all her money.
Are you ready for the question, mister?
Okay.
All right. First pronounce the word T-O.
T-O? Two.
Right.
This is like taking money from a baby.
Now pronounce T-W.
Two.
Now pronounce the second day of the week.
Second day of the week. Just a moment. Now, this is the one with the catch in it. She wants me to say Tuesday. But the correct way to say it is Tuesday. But I'm sure she always says Tuesday. So if I say Tuesday, she'd say I'm wrong, because it's Tuesday. So I'll say Tuesday.
Wrong,
we
win.
Tuesday.
Wrong, we win.
Wait a minute, I say Tuesday.
Wrong again. The second day of the week is Monday. Take the money, Daddy. We fool you.